to ask you the same question. I mean, who are you?
What is all this?
Let's dance!
Between the beat and the door and the center of the floor, let's make it look easy.
Let's dance! Come on, just a little.
Move into the left, yeah. Move into your right, yeah. Till it's your
It was back in 2021 when New York composer, vocalist, and performer Alicia Walter, that singer with that powerhouse voice, released her debut album, I Am Alicia. Not only did I fall in love with that debut album, it made its way to our number one spot back in 2021 when we counted down the 10 best albums of the year. And I still stick to that declaration for that album. We heard the song House of Yes from Alicia Walter, again going back to that 2021 debut album, I Am Alicia. In the middle, it is Montreal singer-songwriter Alison Russell from her latest album, The Returner. We heard the song Shadowlands. For our listeners in Winnipeg, you are so fortunate. Alison Russell will be performing at the Winnipeg Folk Festival in July, over July 10th and July 11th. In addition to Alison Russell at that Winnipeg Folk Festival, it is the artist that we kicked off the second hour with, Basha Bulat. She will also be at Winnipeg Folk Festival. We kicked off the second hour with her new song, Baby, from her newest album, Basha's Palace. Okay, we're going to keep the music going here. Right now, I have got music from, oh, you know what? Girly So Groovy Trivia, music from a singer-songwriter that originally was hired to be the nanny to Tom Waits' children. That would be kind of a great gig if you're a singer-songwriter, just to kind of, even if it's being Tom Waits' nanny, to seep in some of that songwriting magic. It is Jessica Hoop right now here on Girly So Groovy. This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy. I'm your host, Trevor Klunder. Music right there from Indianapolis, indie folk, sister duo, Lily and Madeline. The song is called Can't Help the Way I Feel. That's from their album, Canterbury Girls. In the middle, it is music from Sia Gray. Now, for the past 3 years, Toronto artist Sia Gray has released three fearlessly freaky EPs, best described as genre mashing music. It's with the same wild spirit that Sia Gray approaches her debut album as a singer, bassist, and multi-instrumentalist. She delivers a cross-pollinated blend of psychedelic pop and alternative R&B. The debut album is simply called Sia, released back in February. We heard the song Shell of a Man, definitely on my list of one of my favorite albums released this year so far. And then kicking off that set, it is music from a singer-songwriter whose indie folk often features gorgeous arrangements, quirky melodies, razor-sharp harmonies. I am talking about Manchester-based Jessica Hoop. The song is called Animal Kingdom Chaotic. That is from her album Memories, are now released back in 2017. Yes. Okay. We have half an hour left here on the show. It breaks my heart to even announce that, but we are going to make great use of those last 30 minutes. I've got music on the way from Courtney Barnett, music from Pax, Wild Strawberries. I still, as promised, have that Jill Sobule song on its way. New music from Cold Specs as well. But when we talk about new music coming up from Caroline Rose, Los Angeles alternative musician Caroline Rose. She has built a career as a champion of independent music. Well, on her newest album, Year of the Slug, Caroline Rose recorded in GarageBand from her phone. And on top of this, Caroline Rose is going to tour the new album in a series of solo performances in exclusively independent venues, carefully chosen to avoid large service fees. And if that's not indie enough, the new album is only offered on Bandcamp and not available on any other streaming platforms. We need more artists that demand their worth and value, like Caroline Rose. Caroline Rose up next here on Girly So Groovy.
I call you up, ask you how you're doing, hear you frying up an egg. I'd keep you on speakerphone. Don't talk anymore, not like it was.
good.